Yeah, I'm Simon. Gotta clear up a couple things. We don't offer sports journalism as a major at OU, so I'm just a journalism major. And as much as I would like to say I'm a nationally ranked bull rider, I'm not. But if you know anything about me and Gavin, you know that we are Cowboys. Anyway, this is the story of how Jesus Christ changed my life from finding my worth in performance to being confident that he has already proven my value. I grew up in a Christian household. My parents took me and my siblings to church every Sunday, and we prayed before meals and before bed. But that was the extent to which I saw faith lived out every day at home. Growing up, I never had any doubts that God was there, but I didn't know what it meant to have a personal relationship with him. Church felt more like something to check off the chore list every week than anything else. I was also held to a high standard early in my childhood. I grew up hearing that Lupfers are leaders, that quitting was never an option. So I was quickly deemed the smart kid and the good kid in school. I played a lot of sports and was good enough at them, and I had a lot of friends. I felt like I always had eyes on me, but I honestly liked it. I felt comfortable in that position with all the attention because I felt like I could hold myself to that poster child standard. In third grade, my family moved to a new church, and I began to enjoy going to church for the first time and actually learning things about Jesus. And from then through eighth grade, I kind of started to develop a faith in Christ. However, the title Christian continued to be only an equal or lesser part of my identity than all of the other good things I had going for me. So after the interruption that COVID was my eighth grade year, I came into high school a totally different person than I was before, seeking value and acceptance from everyone around me. I changed everything about myself on a case-by-case and person-by-person basis so I could fit in and so that they might make me feel good about myself. And any time that this actually worked and I felt filled up, it was super temporary, and I quickly found myself feeling empty and searching for worth again. This was a 2-year cycle to start high school, and it honestly really exhausted me. But one night between my sophomore and junior year, the Lord just met me in my bedroom, and I realized how hopeless the way that I had been living truly was. So that night, for the first time, I made the willful decision to surrender my life to Jesus. From that point on, it no longer mattered how much value the people or circumstances around me said I had, because I had become a child of God. I had become a new creation in Christ, and my worth was secure in the Lord. After I surrendered my life to Christ, I didn't know what to do next or how to start walking with the Lord seriously, but I quickly found my first Christian community. There I learned the importance of reading the Bible daily, of prayer, confession, accountability, and of course, community. So when I came to OU my freshman year, finding Christian community was of utmost importance for me. And the Lord provided abundantly more than what I prayed all summer. Through Crew at OU, the Lord has provided me not only with the best community I could ask for, but so much personal growth in my faith, so much more than I could have expected. And one of the biggest areas of growth has been in my vision and ability to share my faith. Sharing the gospel is something I'd never done before coming to college. So naturally, when I got asked to go sharing for the first time, I had no idea what I had agreed to. But because of my secure identity in the Lord and not in whether or not someone accepted me, I've been able to share the gospel and the power of the Spirit many times in college. Continually saying yes to Christ day by day has led me to go on 2 summer missions and given me a new vision for life after college. But it's also strained some family and personal relationships in my life. But because God has already determined my worth, I no longer have to worry about the approval of others when I'm being obedient to the Lord. As I think about my journey from finding my worth in performance to being confident that God has already proved it, I'm reminded of 1 John 4:10, which says, "This is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins." This idea of God proving how valuable we are to him before we ever did anything for him is echoed all throughout the Bible, and it makes me think of the topic Jake shared on 2 weeks ago about why we are valuable. So if you're here and you find yourself living a similar life that I was, hear this. You have value, you have worth, you have dignity, and you are loved. It's not by anything that you could ever do, though, only because God has said and proved that it is so. So if anything that I said resonated with you, or you just want to talk more, I'll be down front for a little bit after 180, and I'd love to talk with you. But I'm Simon. That's my 180 story.